The Olive Harvest by Leslie Dawson. We will have no olive harvest this year. In fact, we don't have much of anything left growing that we could harvest. I've always loved walking in my fields and orchards. I've never wanted to live anywhere else. But I have lost my love of my land. My brothers all went to the university and became lawyers, doctors, and teachers. They keep their links with our land here, but now live in towns and cities. They enjoy coming back at holiday time to show their wives and children where they were born. These kids cannot believe that anyone could live in such small houses with no electricity and no inside plumbing. We still live like this, and it is not strange to us. It is just home. In fact, it can be quite lonely for my wife and myself, as except for our eldest daughter, my children are all abroad. They keep asking us to leave and go to America, where they are doing very well in their chosen careers. I know that my wife and daughter like this idea, but I will die where I was born, even if it is a struggle. We have new neighbours over the next hill. Not that they behave very neighbourly. In fact, they behave like enemies. They followed me when I was harvesting my olives last year and told me they wanted my land. I told them that my family had lived in this land since the time of Jesus, and I had documents proving my ownership from Ottoman times. They laughed at this and told me that their ancestors had lived here since the time of King David, and that the land belonged to them because God had given it to them. We just managed to get the olives harvested because of help from our extended family and friends from nearby villages. However, the next day our unfriendly neighbours came in force and uprooted all our love trees. By the time we'd managed to alert our family and friends in Beni Naim, they had managed to drive out to our farm. The land was pillaged and bare. It broke my heart to see such destruction. And many of our young men attacked the settlers and attempted to remove those who had damaged our land. All to no avail. As soon as fights broke out, Israeli soldiers arrived, not to help us, but to support their countrymen in their destructive efforts. For weeks afterwards, I could not bear to look at the destruction of my land. Of course, all my family members wanted to come and see exactly what had happened. They sympathized with me, but could not offer any solution to my problem. The grassy smell of earth and young greenery made my head ache, and I alternated between anger that I could do nothing about what had happened, and despair that this was now my life. My livelihood had gone. I had no olives to sell in the markets in Hebron and Bethlehem. Now we must move away from this accursed place. We have invitations to stay with family in Hebron, Abba. We should just pack up and go. Maybe now you will consider your son's request that we emigrate to America. They live in Michigan, where there are lots of Palestinians living. We could still be among our own people. I was beginning to be swayed by these persuasions, especially as one evening after dusk, we had a visit from a group of Israeli men. They did not look like the settlers we usually met, as they carried no guns, although they were all wearing kippahs. Masal here, Abu George, we come in peace. May we enter your house? Mystified, I invited them in. And Dim George and my daughter disappeared into the back part of the house to prepare coffee. We are members of Rabbis for Human Rights, and we believe that Palestinians have the right to live here on their land in peace. I waited to hear more before I entered into discussion with them. We know that your olive trees have been uprooted and want to provide you with new trees and also help you plant them. I was so astonished, I was unable to speak. I thank you very much for this kind thought, but I know that as soon as you leave, The settlers over the hill will just uproot these new trees. You will have wasted your time and effort. Azim George served our guests with coffee and baklava. They explained that they would make a rota so that some of their members would always be present, watching over our fields. I don't know what to think. I don't know if I trust them. I will need to consult with my brother, who is a lawyer in Jerusalem.